This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk, and I've got Victor Yap from Amanz.net here with me. Of course, he joins us once a month. And this is the first time I'm sitting down with him having a conversation.
Yes. Since we last met, right?
Since we last met, which was last year. But no, we do catch up. But, you know, officially to talk about the exciting things that's happening in the ecosystem. Of course, we're going to talk about your trip to Google's HQ in just a while. But rounding out the month of March 2016, so you're going to start first with an Asia Pacific story.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is looks like we fell short of being 100% optimized for the app economy.
Correct.
So maybe tell us about this app economy index and what it's all about.
Well, basically, what happened was I went to Singapore to cover the launch of the CA Technologies first app economy index. Mm-hmm. What happens is it measures the performance of countries in the Asia Pacific region. And what they do is they measure based on the app economy. So okay. Something that CA Technologies has coined.
Okay. What does it mean when an app economy?
Yeah. Well, basically we all live with apps now, right?
Yes.
Calculators, alarm clocks,
WhatsApp.
Games, WhatsApp. That's right. So CA Technologies has coined the term app economy because we live with software, and software drives innovation now, and our lives basically. So what CA did was they came up with this economy index to see where each country stands in terms of ranking, in terms of development and performance. And right at the top, of course, is Singapore.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there is, followed by that, the other top five players is Australia, South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong. Malaysia sits right at sixth position.
Which is not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what? Besides announcing the index where we're all standing at, they also talked about the potential growth potential for each country.
Okay.
And Malaysia actually is on par with China in terms of development growth. So let's say if any of the countries falter, like Singapore, they don't do so well with cybersecurity,
uh-huh.
or South Korea, they don't do so well with the strength of IP protection. Or Japan with their smartphone penetration, which is very odd. Japan has a low smartphone penetration. So if they falter and don't back up, Malaysia stands to climb up the ladder quickly.
So we'll only go up if other countries falter.
Yeah, yeah. Because the
can't we just do it on our own merits?
We could actually. We could. Because the growth aspect of the index actually shows that Malaysia is not doing too well. But we actually have decent smartphone penetration. We have a high take-up rate of youth.
Mm.
And these are what are going to drive forward our positions if we manage to leverage on them properly.
Okay, so these are the things. Okay, so that's what we can. What more can we do?
What we could do is basically on the chart I have here right now, Malaysia is actually third in government support for local technology, fifth in strength of IP, and the other green indicator is time taken for startups to actually develop and grow.
Yeah.
Right. So that means we're actually a pretty good accelerated area for startups, as you would know, right?
Yeah.
So if we actually bank on these things further and push them harder, and of course we strengthen our weaknesses, like we have weaknesses in our reliance for our internet broadband, which is not too good, right? So if we actually strengthen those things, we can actually jump up.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, right? We do see a lot of government support. You know, you see the likes of MDEC and Cradle.
That's right.
You know, so I do see it, right? And of course, even with the startup, we have a lot of these startup
scene
is very vibrant in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So we can do more of these.
Correct.
That will help us move up the app economy index, huh? Okay, so any other interesting findings from that one?
Surprisingly, you'd think that a country like Japan and Korea would do really well, right?
Yeah.
They don't. On the index, they are actually in the top five.
Mm.
But in terms of growth potential, they are technically somewhere in the five or six ranking area, simply because they are over-reliant on what they have right now, and they don't see themselves as needing to improve, right? Whereas in China's case, China and the e-commerce giant that's waking up right now, that, and even India has the same thing as well, along with Malaysia and Indonesia, surprisingly. If these four bank on their strengths and improve their weaknesses, they will overtake Japan Korea. Okay. Which is shocking for us.
And I think that's the thing, right? What was it that I've talked about? What pride becomes comes before a fall. When a lot of times they're already pretty good, sometimes you lose sight.
That's right. Know? I like the analogy. Right? Yeah,
you lose sight of your... Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of happened with Japan as well. I mean, Japan's doing well, no doubt, and all that. Then suddenly this Korea just came
correct
out of nowhere.
Yeah, and now there's China, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, so when you get too big, sometimes you lose sight of...
The bigger picture.
Yeah. So, okay. But let's move on to your Google trip to the US. So what was that like?
Oh, that's pretty exciting. My first time the Mountain View. Okay. I get to see what the movie showed in the intern, right?
Yeah.
So I saw the androids. I saw the food court.
Okay. You didn't attempt to steal anything.
No. The food was all for free. So we just queued up and grabbed everything and go. But we didn't manage to see the inside stuff, like the data centers and so on, because that's not in Mountain View. That's that's in Oregon and other parts of America.
US,
Why I was there, because Google had a major announcement. They wanted to tell the world that they are back in the cloud game. I mean, they've always been in the cloud game.
Yeah.
YouTube, Gmail, the Google Talk, and so on, right? But what they did was they built the technologies and infrastructure for themselves to drive their services. They didn't actually outsource the items or sell the items, their platforms to anyone else to use. That left a gap, a huge gap for players who need such infrastructure. Hence why their competitors like Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, they came in and they filled that gap with their own things. And now in the leader in the cloud services space is Amazon Web Services. Google didn't say outright, but they want to take back their throne. Yeah.
They didn't say it outright, but they hinted.
Correct. Because the way they did things is unorthodox. They actually have a VR system where people can see how the data center is like for free. And they also are offering things like the platform and services that allow you to migrate from Amazon onto their platform easily. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, we're doing this now, we're serious about it, and please come on board. And just to prove that they are already moving quickly, and I mean hit the ground running, they have Coca-Cola on board. Spotify has moved on their system. Apple has moved on to Google Cloud. And then even Home Depot has moved on to Google Cloud.
Apple has moved into Google.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
They jump onto their rival platform. Yeah. So Apple Music, the Apple Pay, and even the Apple Store, parts of it are now on Google Cloud.
So they realize that they've been losing out on revenues and or just losing out in
losing out in mindshare, actually.
Mindshare,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So now they think that, hey, we already have the platforms. Why are we not utilizing it? That's why they hired Diane Greene. She was the founder of VMware, and now she leads the Google Cloud platform division. And she's looking to bring in her business SaaS to sign on new customers and clients onto the platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trust a woman to get the job right.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll talk about other things. The Game Developers Conference is also the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge. We'll talk about that after this with Victor Yap from Amans.net. Stay tuned to Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Barcelona, Fiorentina, Manchester United. BFM 89.9.
It's Tech Talk. This is Frida Liu and Victor Yap from Amans.net here with me. And of course, you know, early on, we were talking about the App Economy Index and also your trip to Google's HQ and how they're trying to claim back the mind share in that cloud space. And of course, the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge was also launched in Malaysia this month.
Yeah, that's a big deal for Malaysia and for Samsung Malaysia. They even flew in the Running Man star just to announce the product launch, right? Big question though, why they didn't launch both Samsung S7 devices? My personal belief is that they launched the Edge only because it's more popular here in Malaysia compared to the S7 primary device.
Is that the case all over the world?
Just Malaysia. Because Singapore, both devices were launched.
Huh.
Yeah, only Malaysia has the Edge. And people are like, why didn't you launch the normal S7? And then from what Samsung has shown us and from what I've done my own reading, the S6 Edge that launched last year at the same time and the S6 Edge Plus that launched in the third quarter of 2015 both did very, very, very well. And so Samsung believe that, okay, maybe Malaysia is prime to prime market space for our edge device.
Okay, I mean, just you know how we always say 2016 software and everything. I'm just asking you personally. I'm sure I don't think you have the details here with you, but do you feel that the just sales of smartphones has it gone down?
No, actually, it's quite surprising. Actually, Samsung pulled a Xiaomi. They actually had a pre-order campaign with 1,000 devices.
Pulled a Xiaomi.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had 1,000 devices only online available for pre-order online. In 3 hours, that had been snapped up.
Serious.
And then because it's so popular, they okay, fine. We already sold
1,000.
Correct. So they had a second round, this a week before the launch, and that snapped up in those few hours or so.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay, so anyway, there will be a review of the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge next Tuesday, of course, at Tech Talk at noon. And you can find out the phone really is the ultimate smartphone. So we'll find out about that. So, and for all the gamers, the Game Developers Conference happened in March as well. And you missed that?
Yes, I did. By a week.
By a week?
Yeah.
You should just stay there.
Well, sometimes you got to give and got to take, right? So the whole event was about virtual reality. Oculus Rift announced their stuff. So did HTC. So did Sony. And yeah, everything's about VR. Games, VR games. Platforms, VR platforms. It's the narrative of the event is about VR. Every time you search up Game Developer Conference, it'll talk about VR.
What was last year?
Last year was about next-gen platforms, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and so on, right? And the online gaming space, indie gaming, but this year is about VR. Interestingly, though, in the VR narrative, indie played a big part. There are many indie developers who are jumping into the space now because the headsets were provided to some of them for free, some of them as partners, and they just took it on and now they're making games. Oculus just launched a couple of days back, 30 games available for VR with the headset, no controllers. Not sure what happened there. Sony has at GDC has announced that they're going to launch their VR headset in October, confirmed 89 VR games available with the controllers ready at for orders. So it's crazy. Right. But one side aspect of the event that also played a major announcement was live streaming. Twitch, YouTube, they all announced that they were working together with a couple of new platforms, including that includes Razer. They're going to live stream new more content on from esports, especially and then because of their new efforts, the new games have been coming into the space as well. Why I feel that this is important for Malaysia especially is because Astro is playing is moving into that area. Yeah, they just confirmed they just add recently FIFA the online the digital version, right? The FIFA they had that, and now they've confirmed that they're going to air Dota 2 and League of Legends as well for this year.
Okay, yeah. So that's why it's relevant to Malaysia.
Correct.
Right, I mean, the gamers. I mean, there's a huge business behind that as well.
Yep.
And then you got some other quick updates.
Yeah. This morning, two things happened. Worldwide, Final Fantasy 15 has confirmed. Yeah. So 10 years in development.
Woohoo!
10 years in development, and they finally announced the date. The no pricing. The packages, Ultimate Collection, Deluxe Collection, and most interesting thing is it's a multimedia platform. There's a full CG movie, there's 5 anime episodes, and it'll be in English and Japanese upon launch.
Okay.
Yeah, the second announcement I think is more important to us.
Yeah.
Unify has announced that they're gonna do 100 meg per second package. Just this morning they confirmed it. It will be available immediately. It will be priced at $329 per month. You get HIP TV along with 600 minutes of talk time and so on. Those keen to jump onto TM Unify 100, it's called TM Unify Pro, will be able to enjoy a promotional price of $299.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you jumping on board?
Yes.
Yes.
Why not? I mean, it's 100 megs, right? You can do a lot of things at 100 megs. You can stream, you can play your games.
This is Final Fantasy 15,
Yeah, and then 15. After that is Unify.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the thing is, so with I'm just looking at the games. I was like, just looking at I wasn't even there for Final Fantasy One. So, so Unify, yeah, that I think that's a kind of fairly good deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. The deal will be available until June 30th. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I suppose they jumped the gun because Time made the announcement.
Ah.
Yeah. Then Maxis did as well.
Okay.
And TM was like, look, if we don't do anything right now, we will lose the ship.
Yes.
TM will lose more customers. Yeah.
So this is okay. So, which is good for the customer.
Correct.
Right? We got choices right now.
Correct,
more choices
correct.
And the prices that, you know, that suits our budget anyway. So thanks for being with us. Victor Yap will be back, of course, next month in our monthly chat with amans.net. They've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.